Today is Sunday, the 19th day of January 2020, and you're listening to Q News, Quartzsite's local online radio news source, bringing you the local news, the Quartzsite Showground Report, national headlines, and Quartzsite After Hours. But first, let's take a look at the three-day weather outlook. Today is a little warmer than yesterday, with a high of 68 and a low of 49. Max wind speed today, 9 miles per hour. And tomorrow, warming up a little bit with a high of 72, low of 54, max wind speed tomorrow of 7 miles an hour. And on Tuesday, cooling back off just a little with a high of 65 and a low of 47 with a max wind speed of 6 miles an hour. That's your three-day weather outlook. Up next, traffic, parking, and long lines. It's all coming up on local news. Stay tuned.
Q News is brought to you by Quartzsite Transport, Quartzsite's premier bicycle rental dealer. Come see us at 840 West Main Street across from Dollar General and get a free all-day parking pass with every bike rental.
Well, the lines are getting long at local businesses and traffic is piling up. But first, be careful where you park. It's time for your local news. Many people have been seen around the town of Quartzsite and surrounding campgrounds stuck in deep gravel around the washes and low water crossings. Be very careful where you park out there. The terrain is not as forgiving as it seems like it might be. And without a four-wheel drive and significant clearance, you are very likely to get stuck in some of the impromptu wash parking lots, etc. And traffic is stacking up in town, piling up over the bridge and for miles south of the Big Tent. With that Big Tent show underway, no sign of traffic letting up anytime soon. And with similarly long lines forming at the local businesses, you gotta really want what you're there to get when there's 40 people deep in line at the dollar store. Luckily, around town, there's many seasonal businesses and vendors, some of which have groceries and other household items. So if it's before 5 o'clock, you might try your luck at one of the grocery tents. And if all that sounds a little intimidating, our sponsor, Quartzsite Transport, may have an answer for you. Quartzsite Transport provides bicycle rentals and day parking on Main Street across from Dollar General and Quartzsite. If you get sick of sitting around in traffic and looking for a parking spot, go check them out. That's what's happening in town. We'll be right back with the Showgrounds Report here on Q News. Well, it's that time of year again where snowbirds and desert dwellers alike descend on the streets of Quartzsite to enjoy the seemingly endless supply of open-air vendors, traders, swap meets, and shows. From the more traditional retail setting of the Main Street traders to the maze of vendors and tents in places like Rice Ranch, the High Ali and Roadrunner swap meets, exists a range of season-long shopping opportunities, including the Vendors on Main, the Quartzsite Marketplace, the Greasewood swap meet, Tyson Wells Market Center, and many more. Stay tuned for the second half of the Showgrounds Report to hear what's currently underway at the rotating showgrounds.
The shows are kicking off and town is getting busy. Don't get stuck in traffic or looping around looking for a decent parking spot. Instead, come see us at Quartzsite Transport. You can leave your car with us all day while you're out seeing town in style on our premium rental bikes. Just $25 a day and your fifth rental is free. We are located at 840 West Main Street, across from Dollar General.
The Big Tent Sports Vacation and RV Show is now underway, as well as the Tyson Wells Cell-O-Rama. And the QIA Powwow has its last day today. That's it for the Showgrounds Report. Up next, we turn our attention outwards for some national news headlines. Don't go away. Welcome back to the program as we take a look at some national news. First, from FoxNews.com, Graham calls for swift end to impeachment trial, warns Dems against calling witnesses. Quote, Senator Lindsey Graham announced that his initial plan of a pretrial dismissal of the impeachment case against President Trump is now unlikely to happen, but he's pushing for the trial to begin and end as quickly as possible. And another caravan heading for the U.S. from YahooNews.com. Mexican troops block U.S.-bound caravan travelers. Quote, Ciudad Hidalgo, Mexico. Mexican troops urge some 1,500 Central American migrants to maintain order and respect on Saturday after the group attempted to force entry into the country from Guatemala in hopes of trekking onward to the United States. And finally, from I-24 News TV, the former Iranian crown prince says Tehran regime on the brink of collapse. Quote, former Iranian crown prince Reza Pahlavi estimated that the Islamic Republic regime could be months away from collapse, but emphasized the importance of Western Democrats providing aid in achieving that goal. That's it for national news. Looking for something to do tonight? Stay tuned. Quartzsite After Hours is next. Welcome to Quartzsite After Hours, the segment where we let you know what to do after the sun goes down and the tents close. Silly Al's is open until 10 o'clock every night of the week, and the Grub Steak is open till 9. In addition to those local staples, the Perrys will be playing a show at the Stage on Main tonight starting at 5 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to Q News today. If you like our program, consider throwing some love to our sponsor, Quartzsite Transport, Quartzsite's premier bicycle rental dealer, located at 840 West Main Street across from Dollar General. And if you have a story or event you'd like us to cover, or if you'd like us to advertise on Q News, send an email to qnewsaz@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.